Greetings and welcome. May I ask you a question? When last did you call out in a cry for help, urgent help in a desperate situation? Something like maybe you were being sucked into quicksand. I've been in that experience. Maybe there was no one around to help you. Maybe you were crossing a riverbed and suddenly the river became a torrent. Maybe you were lost totally in a foreign city. Maybe you were caught up in some diabolical plot. Well, we need what the psalmist asks for, and that is mercy. Today, our passage is from Psalm 119, verse 58, and we use the Good News Bible. And the psalmist says this: I ask you with all my heart to have mercy on me, as you have promised. Now, clearly, the psalmist prayed for mercy as he was in a tricky or a difficult situation. And he depended on the Lord to answer his prayer as God had promised. Now let's look at the text under a microscope and see what the Lord has for us today, what gems he wants us to uncover, what wonders to behold, what lessons can we learn. Well, this verse fits nicely into four parts. I see it as the following. First, an honest request. Then a prayer from the heart. And then a cry for mercy. And then lastly, a promise of that mercy. So the first part of the verse, verse 58, in the Good News Bible, is a genuine request, calling on the Lord God for mercy. In other words, help from above. We're going to look at what mercy is in a minute. And this time, I wonder if you noticed, I didn't use the New Living Translation, my favorite version, because it says, I want your blessings. And I thought some of our listeners would think that God just hands out blessings. No, no, they're conditional, and we'll have a look at that another time. This is rather a simple prayer directly to the Father. And it's a prayer you and I can pray anytime, anywhere, and any situation. You know, there's a colloquial saying that goes around that God is on duty 24/7. But I prefer the biblical version. Psalm 121, verse 4. He watches over you, and he never slumbers or sleeps. Well, let's have a look at the second part of this verse. This is a prayer to the Father. It's an earnest request. The psalmist is desperate. And how do I know that? Well, it says he prayed this with all his heart. This wasn't a feeble prayer like, Lord, if you can, or Lord, do you mind? Or maybe, Lord, I'm sorry to bother you. No, 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 no. It was a direct, I ask you with all my heart. In other words, Lord, hear my urgent prayer from the bottom of my heart. I need your mercy. Now, part three. His prayer, as I've said, is for mercy. Now, you and I can look in the best dictionaries and find the definition of mercy is compassionate treatment, or if you prefer, forgiveness that is shown. Well, let me read one of the best statements that I found on mercy from a quote from Dr. Tony Evans. Let me read it to you. If you are miserable, you need God's mercy, but you can't have his mercy until you've allowed his grace to take away your sin. Once you've come clean with God, he's able to help you with the things that bring hurt. Now, to explain this and give you an illustration, let me share this story with you. One day, a Sunday school teacher asked a little boy, what's the difference between grace and mercy? And the boy said, well, I asked my mummy for a peanut butter sandwich, and she made it for me. That was grace. But she put jelly on it too. That was mercy. Now, well, mercy happens when God gives you the jelly, when he's not only deals with your need, but he goes overboard and deals with the effects of that need in your life. Mercy is when he provides sweetness to your experience. And we need that because many of us have made decisions or experiences where we've messed up. And so we need his mercy. Now we come to part four of the verse. And our text says, I ask for mercy with all my heart as you promised. Now, when and where did God make this promise? Well, there are a number of scripture verses that can help us, and maybe you want to take down a few references. I'll read them slowly. First of all, from Exodus 34, verse 6. Exodus 34, verse 6 says, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy. So there's one of the first references. Then in Deuteronomy 13, verse 18, Deuteronomy 13, verse 18 says, the Lord your God will be merciful only if you listen to his voice. Then in the New Testament, Ephesians 2, verse 4, Ephesians 2, verse 4, but God is so rich in mercy. Isn't that wonderful? And then last of all, 1 Peter 2, verse 10, the first epistle of Peter, chapter 2, verse 10. At one time, you didn't know God's mercy, but now you have received his mercy. Now, these four references are just some of the many verses where the Bible speaks of God's mercy, mercy that we all need. I want to end with a short story that I heard many years ago of a badly old Hollywood star who'd had her photograph taken. When she saw the picture, she said to the photographer, that picture doesn't do me justice. And the photographer looked at her and said, lady, with a face like yours, you don't need justice. You need mercy. You see, we all need God's mercy, you and me. And I trust that you receive his mercy today. Ask for it. He won't deny your request. Until next time, God bless.